Those tend to be structured more in threes than in twos. And you'll notice that even as you look at the psalm that we sang, Psalm 133, it's a group of three, and that was the first of three phrases. There were quite a kind of just a little bit of a well, you today about last year, different way. Ancient singing the Psalms before we got regular rhythmic singing that happened around in European music, and that's known as when you say a word like kind of scare people, Catholic thing, or isn't that even like an Eastern mystical thing, you know, where they sit around and they hum and they chant and they sing all these things to try to escape the world. Well, no evidence to chanting actually has its root going all dog. In fact, there's historical evidence to be known as Gregorian chant tune is associated with, and he's a pope in the early 7th centuries. I believe he's the first monk, and he's sort of famous for declaring himself to be servants of God. Michael, you remember the Latin for that? Servus, a servant of God. And so that, since then, as one of their titles, a servant of God. He over necessarily the one who Gregorian chants. They just became associated with his name because he authorized them and he collect them up to the churches so that they could be used. But ecology evidence to that even those tunes, kind of like some say for Amazing Grace, crafted them back to an even all the way back in the time of Jesus, and of course back even really good evidence when we talk about that's the way these psalms. Another advantage psalm saying is you can, once you learn, you can actually open up your and just do it with the Bible. For instance, to Psalm 1, and I didn't tell him I was going to put it on the spot here. Come here, Michael. Yeah, come here. So we're going to sing Psalm 1 together, okay? And we're going to use da 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 da. Ready? Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. The light is the Lord. While he meditates, he is like a tree of water, yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf wither in all that he does. Spurs, so but our drives away the wicked will not judgment, nor sinners the wrong. Lord knows the righteous, wicked will perish. To the Father and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the is now and will. Amen. So, my Bible is an ESV translation, and once you do this, it's fairly simple for any poetic passage. You could even with the Psalms, or even the Proverbs, passages like the songs in Luke 1 and 2, the Magnificat of Mary, or the Benedictus of Zechariah, or the so all are ways that it's just a two-part structure. The Hebrew poetry is structured. It's A, and then you have line B. There's ways to describe those two, but the A. Okay, now that one antithetical. This, the fool is like this, succeeds in what he does, or a parallelism. Blessed is a man who kills the wicked, nor stands, nor sees. So you have this parallel describing the wicked, and it gets more increasingly intense. And first, you go from walking, standing and saying, kind of paying attention, and then it's like you're in their trap. Now, okay, so it's like it's getting worse and worse and worse. And hearing what they're saying, to standing still, to sitting, taking counsel with them. Anyway, what I wanted to do this morning, in the time that we have, go over this. Last year, a book that had a called Reading the Bible. And that's a book that resources that I'm they come from the Missouri Synod. There's all the Anglicans have their way of doing it, the Roman Catholic and ones. Jim Jordan has his way of doing it, which is kind of rooted in show you a method for the last years, and it's one that I grew up with for me to kind of get back into that. And so, and I just find a way of doing it. And my people out in Pella sit for a while, you know, as you can see with my own son, do this, you know, whenever we come to a passage, like for instance, if you read the book of Chronicles, you know that there's certain times where like a psalm is embedded in the so such and such his enemy, and then David a quote from Psalm. Well, when my in our Bible reading it right off the bat. How to do it, you know. So hard to really pick up on it easily. Not only that, I found my church, who are not very good singers, very well. That a lot of people are singing better these days, and the reason is because when you learn to hold, blessed is a man to love the ungod, hold that. That's what that first note is. Show you if you've got these sheets here, okay. So these are examples of different tones that they have two measures. The first measure, half of the second measure, has to do with the second half of the one. So these are giving you two choices of tone 133. You get two choices of tones that you could use for Psalm 135. One that's a whole note with the two is called a chant. That's the tone that's the note that until you get to the last two of the line. That's how it works. In this example, 133. Behold, it is. Behold how it is when unity hold that however long entire line until I get principles. What we have found is people learn how to hold that, actually begin to hear their own voice. So, and when you begin to hear your voice, you start to sing. Okay? That's part of the sing so well. It's not that they're bad musicians. Sometimes there's a little bit of deafness, familiarity with one's own voice. One of my children, they don't sing so well. They started playing, and they're actually hearing, you know, distinctly and are able to key in on those notes. His singing has improved as a result of that. Chanting is that when you actually begin to hold notes and sustain notes just on one pit, your own voice helps facilitate. At least that's what we found in our experience out in. So, Psalm 133. You'll notice that it has verses. You'll notice these. The translation that's used here is the English Standard Version. That's the official translation for the Missouri Church, Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, as well as for several other conservative denominations when this translation came out in 2001. That it's basically, which went out of print, it was done in 1989, went out of date. Those who wanted to kind of take the RSV, mothballs, clean it up, better renderings, and then get rid of the these and thous. Not saying there's anything wrong with these and thous. And then they won. And a lot of people have wanted something a little bit more literal than the NIV, and went for the ESV. Anyway, ESV, you can use any translation. But what you'll need, for instance, in when you get to the line, that little vertical line is this part of the tone. These three first measures. Da, da, da. So you got the chant note with the double. As long as you go to three syllables, da 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 da. Second line, others dwell. You come to another vertical, last two syllables, and so that's where you finish. Where brothers, T. Okay, so that. Behold how good it is. Well, in you. Could we just try that together? So, behold. Presented when brothers unity. Behold, present when brothers unity. Here's what it would be. And again, you don't have to, because this is what we call a monophonic singing one part. It's not really meant to be sung in harmony. Chant is like that. Anglican chant, they wrote out all four tenor bass, just one voice. Yes. Behold how did his brothers dwell. Major chord, C major, chord, F major. 1-6-5. Music theory people out there. Anyway, so that's. And then, because we are in the Christian era, we always ask, this is the traditional practice of the Gloria Patri, just to kind of remind about doing, you know, Saul, David, or we're singing. We all know that we're not in that era. We're We're no longer in the age of temptation. Not that we'd still to ourselves, you know, this unity that we saw in 33, we know that it was very present within Israel. You'll hear about that in my sermon. And in large respect, today, as much, but it will be new heavens and the new state of things in unity together with each other, together with our God. In perfect unity among the three persons of the Trinity. So anyway, so then is it would go like this: Father and Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be. Amen. And to learn that you're trying to learn. Let's say you're and those that are in this Psalter, I got off track here. I brought a Psalms with Luther, and that was a thing that ago that had all pointed for chanting according to this method, plus some commentary on the Psalms. Still get that $10. On, but then the same Concordia Psalm took out the commentary by Luther place tones at the psalm. So kind of be flipping to look up there. This one I think they're at the very back tones there. They have them. Now, that's not saying that you have to use those, but those are just guides to kind of help you get started. But what I say is a great way to learn all the tones. For instance, the tone that Michael and I use, and again, if I sing the Gloria, glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was is now and will be. Amen. Gloria with this. You go through the tone in order to complete. So I'd like to that with Psalm 130. And here's the tone. So let's. So I'll sing it right with me the second time. Be to the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, in the beginning, is now, and glory be to the Spirit, was in the beginning, will be forever. Amen. So in this case, amen is where you're using of the second half. So basically, the end of every time you sang a psalm, kind of remind you that the triune God, in an era as we appropriate the and why that tradition developed. So, before we give a shot to the whole thing, yes ma'am. Yes. Yes. So it's either two syllables or three syllables. Notice, notice how it has the whole note with the two eighth notes. So on those two, singing two separate syllables, the song, or you're going to be stretched over the two notes. Spirit. Syllable stretched over the two notes. So that's why it's behind you. Sing one over several. What's an example of that? Okay, when you sing one syllable over several notes, that's called a melisma. You hear it, for instance, in Handel's Messiah. You know, the text is doing all that. Anyway, what happens? Syllables stretched over the first three syllables over all. To the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Right, so you're stretching spirit. Oh, you're stretching two notes. So, good question. That's yes. Well, a lot of it is work with pointed like this one, demarcation. You just start to kind of learn how to for yourself. You may do it different ways. Like if you try to do straight out of that a little bit, and it may sound different if you did it with a different set of people. But things where it takes practice. Either two or three, and you'll kind of intuit it yourself, but people. So that's a great question. One of the second chant. So this is four. Glory be to the Son, Holy Spirit. Okay. Anglican chant. It's four and then. Okay. So you start with four. You do the second half, extra syllables. Do they do the four part harmony, the extra two syllables? So it's that's why I find help people get started on chanting because it's just the simplest form that I've come across. All right, sing this. We're going to add the get done. So here's the tone again. Ready? Behold how good it is, brothers, dwellers, on the bread, the collar, robes, the dew of the mountain, and the Lord has life for the Father, God, Holy Spirit, as it was, will be. Now, these are written to. You know, or Eunice Psalms saying, even though the altar has four, were never actually in congregational worship. They were simply added to the organist, the music director there in Geneva, for people to sing in their homes in private worship. So anyway, it's just kind of an interesting fact of that they were meant to be sang in unison. So the parts, I'm not trying to that's what they were. So the main part, and then the these tiny letters just to kind of remind you church. So only printed. A few minutes left, right? We go to 9:30? Okay, so let's 1:30. You guys may know in the Geneva, you know, the Lord, right? It uses the, I don't know if yours does that or not, but out in Corpus Christi does that. So that one's a fair tune. Yeah. Lord, with one accord, of the Lord, One uses tune. It's
whoops. It's the one that Mike and I use. All you servants who stand by night and Lord.
All of these three for verse 3. And then the curveball, heaven and have that beneath a word, syllable word and syllable. Okay? Exception to the rule, right? Four syllables. You're supposed to kind of sing earth, like you'll put an apostrophe to kind of smash two into one. Do earth. I'm going to be sing this one, and then we'll try it together. Come, bless the presence of the Lord. Stand by the Lord. Hands to the and may the Lord high and made heaven and earth. Glory, Patrick. Ready? The Lord, all the Lord by night, Lord to the whole and may the Lord, He who made earth, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, as it was in it, and will be. So, if you like this bit, that reading this about $10, or you can pick Concordia Psalter. One is about $10, or you can buy it by the case for $16. Nice things about is that they give you, if you want to pray through the entire Psalter over like a 2-week period, or if you want to do it over a certain time period, or if you just So the tools in here, you regularly make. There's the Gloria Patri. Glory be to the Father and to the Son. So it does have that. So my family Bible reading takes us through the whole and. The entire Psalter over the last 4 years, 3 different times, and all through doing this psalm chanting and just using different tones. And like I said, as a musician, it's fairly one that's appropriate. Has the suggestion, think about it very much. You just have to learn, you know, how to get a recording of it and play it. Yes, go ahead. Sorry? So there was about 11. These are all from the Lutheran 2006. This one they've added about a, so they're actually up to like over 20 now. And usually some are minor, and so you use those for like lament psalms or imprecatory psalms. There's one tune in particular that I like to use with imprecatory psalms because it's kind of angry sounding. Other tunes are appropriate for, like, you know, Psalms of Thanksgiving, Psalms of Covenant, God has done in history, or Wisdom Psalms. Although the minor tunes are sometimes quite nice as well. So, yes. That's kind of your. We tend to just, at our church, we just tend to do that. that some of the tunes are double tuned. So instead of having, you've got four bars for longer psalms so that you've got a little bit of variety. So you're not just singing the same thing the whole way through, but you're singing the same thing every two verses. That helps for the anything else that's like over, you know, 20 verses or whatever. Some of the lament psalms, I think, would probably be more appropriate at a slower pace. Psalm 88, Psalm 30. And that's another nice thing. I don't know if it's in this one, but in the reading of the Psalms with Luther, they have the psalm. So lament psalms, they list all the lament psalms. So if you're really in a bad mood and you want to see what God's word has to say about it, you can go to a lament psalm. They have the thanksgiving psalms. They have the wisdom psalms. If you feel like you want to sing about learning God's law, you know, Psalm 119, obviously, you know, or Psalm 19, but you can go to the wisdom psalms and sing those. So I think our time is up. Thank you for your attention.
Father, we are thankful for the lesson this morning from Reverend Holder. And we're grateful, Father, for his visit with us. And we pray, Lord God, that you might support one another, Father, and that we might love one another. Father, for this